This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
China to standardize worldwide martial law policies.
Personally, I think myself and the Director General have never seen the scale, commitment of an epidemic response at this level in terms of all of government involvement across all of the different arms of government, with a tremendous support being poured into Wuhan and Hubei from the central government with a highly organized emergency management structure. The challenge is great, but the response has been massive, and the Chinese government deserve huge credit for that response and for the transparency in which they have dealt with this. A case in point in terms of one of the clusters of infection that we're currently working with Germany to investigate. It was the lab in China who contacted Germany to tell them that they had a return case that was positive. So China is not only helping to manage the cases in its own country, but it is actively...
And it just goes on. We also have video of the Director General of the UN saying similar things and praising China as the model. That's all coming up. If you're a TV viewer, you may be asking yourself right now why I have such a triggering image in here. Like I was thinking this morning, I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning, how much I hate Adam Schiff and how just looking at him made me start screaming on air yesterday because he just forces himself into our lives for years. And he says, I'm a tool and work for the Russians. So does Rand Paul. Now they're saying arrest Rand Paul. And then I come in here and they put him up here on the big screens. So pretty amazing. If we can go to a live shot of that, that'd be great, guys. Or maybe not. Okay. Well, anyways, whatever's going on today. But we've got a lot of really important information to cover here. And we've got huge news on the virus that we're going to be going over. And how serious is it really? And the exponential growth of it. There, that's what I was telling folks about. Coming in here and seeing this incredibly triggering image. But I'm going to restart the show next segment. We're going to just disregard this segment as if this segment never even existed. And a lot of that problem is I get in here last minute right before, because I'll get ready for the show, and I'll go around and take care of business, and I got here about 30 seconds late, so I apologize to the crew on that. But I'm going to reset here and not just blow up and turn this freaking table over, man, because I'm pissed about what's going on in this world. And like I said, that son of a bitch, Schiff, pisses me off, and I probably shouldn't even have that up there. But what the hell is wrong with that piece of crap? And how the hell is such a piece of garbage ruling over us? Sick of it. And by the way, that's a normal response to a bug-eyed, pervert, child molester like him running our country. Piece of crap. Seriously, I was thinking how much I hate him at 3:30 in the morning. He's just a detestable person. And look, he works for the Democrats at the top, so he doesn't just look like a pedophile. I bet all the tea in China, that that guy is a pedophile. Now, Brian Stelter, if I was casting someone as a pedophile in a movie, there's only one person that on the bill as a top star as a pedophile. You know, you got a movie about a pedophile that kidnaps kids and keeps them in basements and tortures them and eats them. Stelter or Schiff? Because when you really get down to it, I don't know. They're both the most creepy, ugly, sick, demonic, filthy, make your skin crawl pieces of garbage that rape America, rape the truth, want our children, want our guns, and are quarterbacking the psychic gang rape of the planet. I told you I'm going to reset. I'm going to come back. This is not part of the show, what you just saw. Just a little screw-ups in here, and Schiff can't handle it. No, I would cast him as the pedophile kidnapper master. Not saying he is, just saying he looks like it. I mean, my God, he makes my skin crawl. God almighty. Matt Brackett's coming up. He's got huge, super breaking news. Oh, double trigger. Get it off. Help, change the background. Seriously, get it down.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of affordable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this January 31st, 2020 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours in the War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. This broadcast, very existence, is again in defiance of the globalist tyranny. This is the day that many believe the president will be acquitted. I thought they'd probably get the votes for witnesses, but it looks like they don't have the votes as of right now. They're finishing up their closing arguments, and Trump could be acquitted today. And Trump, of course, has said this is a good time for our country because the country's waking up, and I tend to agree with him. But if the globalists don't get in trouble for all the crimes that Pencil Neck, Adam Schiff, and others have committed, they're just going to keep committing them. Look at this headline. Democrats demand Rand Paul's arrest after senator asked about Obama's holdover, Eric Ciaramala, who is one of the people making false testimonies, the transcripts, and all the other witnesses, it doesn't match. But the president's indicted. That's what impeachment is, and he can't face his accuser. So that's all coming up. We've got all those clips, and we'll be following the vote, all of it. If it goes through tomorrow, we'll be here covering it. Obviously, we have the live Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., that I'll be hosting. So we'll be hitting it from every angle. There's so much other incredible news as well. You've got what's happening with the virus. Coronavirus, UK to quarantine citizens returning from Wuhan in secure facility. Pilots, flight attendants demand flights to China be stopped as virus fears mounts worldwide. Coronavirus drone army deployed to spray disinfectant across China. I tell people 20 years ago they were going to use drones for law enforcement and crowd control. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. They're like Washington Post headlines. Now it's, oh, the drone armies are saving us. Coronavirus, China accused of burning bodies in secret. So now we have the last man on earth, Vincent Price, come home for real. Haunting pictures show dead man left lying in the street of deserted coronavirus ground zero. China virus cases may be undercounted with even 3,000% surge. Well, that's Bloomberg. That's exactly what we were reporting a week and a half ago here on air. But, oh, we're the conspiracy theorists that the Washington Post and Vice have to all report on how bad we are. So we'll be looking at all the different angles of this. Wary of irking China, Trump offers rosy take on virus threat. Well, I hope the president's right. Who declares international emergency over coronavirus outbreak, praises communist China. And really what it is a planetary drill for world government and forced inoculation. That is all coming up as well. Who demands gratitude and respect for Chinese dictators' coronavirus response? Who orders countries not to engage in stigma or discrimination in response to coronavirus outbreak. And CNN says that white people are the problem. I'm not kidding. It's an Infowars.com article with their tweets and reports. CNN is angry that white people are trying to stop the coronavirus spreading. Yes, it's white people's fault. And all these haunting videos of the complete ghost towns, we're going to be going over all of that today. The true number of coronavirus victims is far larger than you're being told. We'll look at those numbers, as I mentioned, the Washington Post and others. Experts debunk fringe theory linking China's coronavirus to weapons research. And so we're going to play Senator Cotton, who's gotten classified briefings on it, saying we need to look at Wuhan, which develops bioweapons, as that being a possible release point that there's an ongoing cover-up. But, you know, he is a far-right fringe lunatic, according to Jeff Bezos' Washington Post. So we're going to talk about the response to this and the hysteria and what would happen in America or in Europe or other areas if you had lockdowns and people being welded into their apartment buildings and blockaded, and what happened during the Spanish flu that killed between 30 and 50 million people, and how the Chinese are pretty docile and herdable, and they say that themselves, probably the most servile culture in the world under the Chi-Coms, very sad for them. But what will happen if there's something like that here, and they try to tell a city, shelter in place, no one's there to help you, and you can't have any food? Looting and burning would begin within hours. We all know that. It would look like Devil's Night in Detroit wrapped into the purge for real. And Matt Bracken is a great author, researcher, former Navy SEAL, terrorism expert. He's been predicting this for a long time, that it's going to break out somewhere in the world like this, and we're going to see this type of hysteria. So we're going to talk to him when we come back on the other side of the break. And again, it's almost over. Democrats know they've been beaten again. Trump insists he isn't worried about impeachment. This is a happy period. Sanders surges. Biden plateaus. That's why they're getting ready to go after Sanders. They already stole the nomination from him a few years ago. Now they're back to do it again, the same leftist authoritarian. So that's all coming up. I'm going to say this. We are going to sell out within a week at current sales rates of Super Silver Immune Gargle. This is 16 ounces of the highest quality nano silver that is so good for your body and so good for your gums. And the main disease point and how you get these low oxygen bacteria that can grow in your heart, one of the biggest causes of heart disease, is the fact that people have these different types of bacteria and viruses living in their mouths. This is the patented nano silver that the U.S. military uses. Okay, nobody else has this but the big company, the big nanotech company. Like, I've got the documents here. I'd asked Tim Frugier actually this morning, because I saw it in my stack and it got moved, to bring me those documents back over. I don't see those, but the restricted documents that we can now give you, because Congress released them on the company that produces this for us and what they said about SARS, which is, again, the coronavirus, same family, that it's been proven to knock it out. This isn't a supplement where, oh, you can't say things about it. This is patented nano silver. And it's 16 ounces of it, ladies and gentlemen, at a price you're not going to find anywhere else. We are the only folks. Well, this is from that company, was developed by my dad with the owner, who's a huge listener, the head scientist. And so no one even actually has this. This is just the patented nano silver in here. And you can also ingest it because it's at 15 parts per million. You don't want to go above 30. Generally, obviously, you can go heavier than that topically. And they've got the strongest super silver wound gel patented that you can sell over the counter, made by the same company that we private label. All of that is still discounted because I'm not going to raise it back to retail or jack the prices up. You know, we had thousands of masks, antiviral masks and others. We always sell them as something people need in their emergency kits. We left it at sales price, sold out in one day last week. We could have made them cost you 10 times more. Amazon selling single mask for like $100. We didn't do that because I'm an opportunist. I'm selling things you need up front that I know will help you and your family, that also fund our operation, that then defends the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the unborn, and all the good things this broadcast does. So we have it in the 16 ounce, and we have it in the two other smaller container sizes. In fact, one of these, again, has a little spray top, great to take with you to the airport, great to take to work. The chemical sanitizers don't work as well, and they can also lower your fertility and cause a lot of problems. Silver is toxic to bacteria and viruses. That means overall, a little bit of it's good for you, but consult your physician. A lot of it, not so much, just like antibiotics. It's just another weapon in the arsenal to protect yourself up front. So you put the super silver wound gel on your hands and things first. It creates an invisible barrier. It's not used after. It's used before. But, yes, I use it when I have cuts and things, and they just heal so much faster. Also, almost forgot, this super silver immune gargle has iodine in it as well that's so good for the body and so good for the teeth. And when you don't have enough of the iodine, it lowers your immune and everything else as well. So this is really a proprietary product. We're very, very proud of it. We also have the Nano Silver whitening toothpaste that has the same patented Nano Silver in it as well that also remineralizes the teeth. So all of the silver products are 40 to 50% off, even though you watch by the end of next week, they're going to all be sold out. Everybody needs this, not just for this virus, but for all the crap going on, all the things happening, and it funds the InfoWar. And the storable food selling out as well, InfoWarStore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Obviously, the virus is much worse. It's been spread much further and much more widely. And that's why Trump can't really do a bunch of quarantining or block everything at this point, because it's already here. And we're already seeing a lot of deaths from pneumonia. And we know that. And so the question is then, what is the UN and what is China up to? But I want to talk with Matt Bracken next segment. He's going to join us now on another subject, about the breakdown of society, because he talks about this, and I've studied this a lot, and I know he's absolutely right, and everything the globalists have done is about making the climate politically and economically and culturally perfect for a societal breakdown. We are soft, we are hand-to-mouth, we are absolutely domesticated compared to just a few generations ago. And I'm not putting everybody down. I'm an idiot, too. When it comes to the stuff that my grandfather, especially my dad's dad, could fix and do anything. And they were all into being able to do that, and they had fun doing it. And they knew how to do all sorts of stuff. And they were business people, too. You know, the Hank Williams Jr. song is, my dad taught me to live off the land, and his dad taught him to be a businessman. But no, people, rural folks, farmers and people are business people, too. And just that common sense, street smarts, is gone. Compared to what it was. And it's scary how domesticated people are. As we'll talk about that with Matt Bracken next segment. But I wanted to get to this because we've got the horrible Adam Schiff up behind us. Very triggering to me. I'm not just kidding. I got very upset when I came in here and saw him. What is wrong with him? The crimes he's committed, the things he's done, and him and Jerry Nadler fighting over who can make the closing statements last night. We've got some video of that. And Trump, I believe, will get acquitted. I figure they'd have the votes for witnesses, but now it looks like they don't. We're going to follow that as it unfolds. John Roberts saying, oh, we can't read the name of the so-called whistleblower, Eric Ciaramala. So now you can't face your accusers. I mean, this is getting out of control, Matt. So where do you see it going? What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's a really great sign that it ended with disunity by the by Nadler and Schiff. You know, and you can tell that Nadler was trying to rein it in because he had blown it so badly in his last closing argument when he, you know, was accusing the senators of treason if they didn't call for witnesses. I think that a real wild card in this is Romney, because Romney is not his own man. Romney is a CIA stooge. You know, they put him in. He's run by a guy named Kofor Black, who is a, you know, close confidant of Brennan, who is actually still running the CIA from the outside. The top three at the CIA are all Brennan mentees, acolytes. He is still, you know, people are still hoping if they can get rid of Trump or vote him out, the old order comes back in. You have to understand about the CIA. You're never ex-CIA at that level. So Kofor Black is sort of the Rasputin of Mitt Romney. So whatever Kofor Black and John Brennan tell Mitt Romney to do, that's what he's going to do. So he could actually flip the vote either way. He's not an ideological person like Collins. She's confused, and she's, you know, a dingbat. But Mitt Romney is going to strictly follow orders, and we don't know how he's going to fall down. Then the next thing is, if it is a 50-50 tie, and in this era, I mean, it always looks like, you know, we're on the cusp of amazing things. If it's a 50-50 tie, then Roberts, he's the one that flipped on Obamacare. He's another wild card. I think he's under blackmail control. And if it looks like it'll benefit the deep state to call witnesses, they will. And if they're going to cut their losses because they're afraid that if they do call witnesses, this can drag out for months and turn into, you know, Eric Ciaramella being interviewed, Sean Misko, Abby Grace, both Vindman brothers. You know, this is a plot that's clearly hatched up in the National Security Council by the Obama holdovers. So, you know, if all of these people are called in to testify and they have to take the fifth, then the Republican lawyers are going to just lay out the conspiracy around them. You know, if they take the fifth, that'll look terrible.
I've been trying to get a straight answer on this. How long until we find out if they're going to have that vote and whether he's going to get acquitted today or whether they're going to drag this into next week?
I think it's going to go till tonight. Also, just for a moment, I, if you can indulge me, I want to give a shout out to the Appalachian Battalion of the Mossy Oak Militia, and this is our secret one of our secret ritual recognition signs right here. Okay, you can get a picture of that.
Okay,
this is the Mossy Oak Militia. Okay, anyway, I happen to be wearing this today, so anyway, it's kind of an inside joke among people that like to shoot in the woods.
I understand,
but. Yeah, anyway, haven't been doing an awful lot lately, but pretty much, you know, enough. I got the brass all over the table and, you know, reloading. But anyway, the vote comes tonight, and it's a poker game. And, you know, Justice Roberts is one of the potential kingmakers if it's a 50-50. And whichever way the deep state tells him to go, that's the way he's going to go.
Well, it's certainly a big day today, and we're going to be watching it all. In fact, I'll probably just end up staying up here late tonight and doing a special broadcast so I get the crew in here, because this is history happening right now. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back and talk about this virus and why we've seen this unprecedented response. I know you want to get into the technicals of how dangerous it could be during a lockdown or similar things here, and how riots would probably break out in many cities. That's all been pre-programmed by the media and the culture. But from your own research, do you think it's man-made? Do you think it escaped from a lab? Do you think it's a natural mutation? Why is it being hyped up? I mean, gut level, what do you think this virus is?
I think at a huge pandemic like this today, it almost is a moot point whether it's natural or man-made, because we'll never really know the truth. There's never going to be a record that comes out that everybody believes. You know, there's always going to be theories that are competing. So I would say, you know, sure, it could be snake to bat to man, or it could be the Canadian bio research lab to Wuhan biochem lab or research lab, and then it gets out. You know, it infects somebody in the lab and they go home and it gets out that way. But I don't think we'll ever know definitively, unless there is a chance if they take this virus apart and they can see that there are spliced in sections that are absolutely impossible to have occurred in nature, you know, kind of like a Frankenstein virus, then we might know. But that's way down the road.
But the problem is, the very same groups that are doing the testing are groups that have called for population control and who've been caught in secret experimentation before. We're going to look at every angle of it. The UN has said it's a global emergency, but doesn't want travel restricted. But most countries are restricting travel. So why hasn't Trump done that yet? We'll answer that question as best we can. On the other side, it's Friday. We're live. Stay with us. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disabilities because they never got enough iodine. So Just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com and it funds the M4. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue. Get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Matt Bracken is our guest, and I was listening to him yesterday talk about, during the fourth hour, how dangerous it would be to have a Great Depression today or a Spanish flu-type pandemic that killed between 30 and 50 million people. The numbers vary. And how criminals and other groups would definitely use that to have what you saw during the Los Angeles riots on a mass scale. And then if you try to have people shelter in place for weeks and weeks, like they're saying in Hunan and other areas, and welding people in to apartment buildings, that would just be a recipe for total collapse. You know, the Japanese had crime go down after Fukushima. They have almost no crime, other than, you know, gang stuff, people fighting, and, you know, some theft. But very low crime rate. It went down during the tsunami and the crisis. They came together. And there's a lot of great Americans, and we come together as well, but there's also a lot of wild folks that would take advantage of it. We'll talk about that with Matt Bracken. But a Drudge siren, ladies and gentlemen, just went up. We're linking it at Infowars.com. But DrudgeReport.com links to the New York Times, the same New York Times that worked with Bolton to make up lies about WMDs in Iraq. Well, they're back again. A known certified liar that backed Trump's policy before with Ukraine and said Trump was doing great on Voice of America interviews he did and said that they were fighting corruption in Ukraine. Well, now he's got a book and millions of dollars, and the known certified criminal liar, why the hell did Trump hire him? He warned him. He's trying to sink Trump right now as they try to get witnesses, which will be Bolton and all the rest of them. Trump told Bolton to help his Ukraine pressure campaign. Book says, he said, help Giuliani with his contacts, and that Giuliani was looking into corruption. We've got Ezra Levant coming on, who shot the most incredible undercover video. I mean, it's like beyond a movie. With senior Royal Mounted Police in suits and ties saying, you're guilty, you're going to go to prison, because you wrote a book about Justin Trudeau. I mean, it's incredible. He's on next hour. And we've got such huge news right now, but this is big. They're saying, arrest Rand Paul. Arrest me. Don't say Eric Siramala. You can't face your accuser. And they tell him, they go, who made the complaint about your book is secret. But you criticized Trudeau during an election. He goes, that's totally legal. He reads them the law. They go, no, it's not. And it's just unbelievable. So there's such tyranny, such authoritarianism taking place. And I'm reading this New York Times article. Mr. Trump told Bolton to call the president, who had recently won election as president of Ukraine, to ensure Mr. Zelensky would meet with Mr. Giuliani, who was planning a trip to Ukraine. So the president wanted his lawyer to meet with someone. My, I've never heard of such. The crime is this. The Obama, Biden, Soros, Schiff, Bolton, Pelosi, Kerry, Romney, Clinton, they all use the billions a year going into Ukraine since the Cold War and after to launder the money back to themselves. It's the watering hole. People always talk about how the U.S. sends aid to Israel that comes back. Absolutely. I don't like it. I'm not anti-Israel, but that's corrupt and wrong. But the amount of money sent into Ukraine is even more than Israel. And that's the watering hole of these people. And that's why they're so pissed. And so our president is indicted in a trial to be removed right now because Bolton said this. Again, Matt Bracken, terrorism expert, bestselling author. You've really been following this closely. This was their little sneak attack, I guess, on this day. I was saying earlier, looks like we might seem acquitted tonight. You said, not so fast. They've got a few tricks up their sleeves. Minutes later, this comes out. You've been proven right.
This is a death match because Charamella is just a symptom. Charamella went on the airplane at least once with Joe Biden to visit Ukraine while Hunter was on the board of Burisma making, you know, $1 million a year. So Charamella has a stake in this. If Biden goes down, Charamella goes down with him. So they've been trying to come up with a way after the collapse of the Russian collusion hoax. You know, the Ukraine thing is just another attempt to throw the dogs off the trail by doing a preemptive strike against Trump, put Trump on the defensive, instead of them having to answer for, you know, what did Charamella know about all the dirty, corrupt dealings that the Bidens were doing in Ukraine? I mean, it's preemptive. It's like a backfire.
I just want to ask a question for people watching them on the TV screen right now. Would anyone let any of those people babysit your children? Would you let Brennan get anywhere near you? Biden, Schiff, Strzok, Charamella, Misko, Vitamin. Vitamin looks like just a raving lunatic. What the hell? Kleinsmith. Look at Chalupa. By the way, we were exposing Chalupa 3 years ago. And these people are sick.
Yeah, and some of them are still on the National Security Council. So, Trump, you asked a few minutes ago, why did Trump hire Bolton? One of the most effective weapons that the deep state used against Trump from his election on was to warn national experts, subject matter experts, do not work for Trump. If you work for Trump, you'll be blackballed, from elite society. So he had to take, what was left over, and Bolton was definitely a retread leftover. But there was almost, that's why he wound up with people like Papadopoulos, who's, way smarter than they thought he was. But a guy like Papadopoulos was a lightweight, obviously, to be considered as one of Trump's foreign policy experts. It just makes the point that Trump was being starved of any legit leaders. He wound up bringing poison pills aboard, like McMaster.
Exactly. All the mid-level, even high-level that might have been good were threatened off of him. Everybody gets targeted, harassed. Anybody that gives the president good advice comes under attack. They didn't want our guest or info hitting the president. That's been all over the news. And so, but then but these people will help. And then they were establishment. They were authorized. They came and pledged allegiance to Trump, but really were stabbing him in the back the whole time.
Stabbing him in the back and Bolton, McMaster, others like that. They're overtly backstabbing him now, but even during their tenure, they were, helping people like Vindman and Charamella with their leaks against Trump. So Trump has been trying, for all that he's done, imagine what he could have done if he wasn't, hip deep in cobras and vipers, which is what he's had to deal with. So he's, got the Democrat enemy out in front of him, and he's got all these backstabbing, lying rhinos behind him.
But don't they get the optics? Everyone hears the president's in trouble for going after corruption, and then Hillary was using Russians and millions of dollars to create a fake trail on Trump. Everything they say Trump did, they did. I mean, this has really backfired on them in a massive way.
I hope so. I hope it comes out in the election. I'd make a comparison between Brexit and then, the resistance of the British elites dragging it out, refusing to go along.
That backfired.
And then Bojo gets elected in a landslide, and it's not that the Tories are great, but the Labour got punished. And I see the initial election of Trump being like Brexit. Hey, we voted for our guy. And then he's just resisted and fought every step, backstabbed. And in November, I think a lot of Democrats are going to come out and vote against the Democrat Party, just like they slammed Labor. And that's what Trump needs. Trump needs to have the Senate, the House, and the executive with loyal people by next year. Hopefully no more of these.
We need a total repudiation. And I said this when they passed Brexit 4+ years ago. I said they're going to fight it for years. They're going to drag it out, but then it's going to blow up in their face and cause even bigger rebellion. And see, exactly, I see the exact same pattern here. But when we come back, though, let's talk about fly in the ointment, this virus, why the UN is supporting China and the draconian measures. What would happen here if they tried to quarantine cities the size of Wuhan that don't even exist in this country? I mean, that one city is bigger than any city we've got, bigger than New York, bigger than L.A. Matt Bracken is our guest. We'll be right back. By the way, listeners, we'll track all this as it unfolds. I intend to open the phones up later as well. I wouldn't even have a guest on like Ezra Lorraine. He's a great guy, but during news like this. But what happened to him is so crazy because he's got a hidden camera. And they're like, you're guilty. You wrote a book criticizing Trudeau. Just want to come clean with that? And he just tears the hell out of them. That's videos on InfoWars.com as well. We're going to come back and talk about the time bomb that is the leftist cities, the blue droppings across the red landscape of America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here, back live. Matt Bragan's our guest. I keep trying to get to the main reason I had him on, the coronavirus, but things keep breaking, and this just broke. Mar-a-Lago gate crash, shots fired. That's being reported by WSVN 7 News. Had someone try to ram through and shots fired. There have been an incident in Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's property in Palm Beach or his winter White House, Florida, according to local news reports involving gate crashing and shots being fired. WSVN News 7 reported the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office sources said there was an incident at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. It just happened 30 minutes ago. Someone ran the northern checkpoint near the property. The deputies fired at this person. The journalist said on the air, Secret Service officials have fired at the person as well. The person, whose sources believe is a woman, was still able to get away. Officials are saying the person ran from the scene and is still out there. And is it somebody off their medication? That's happened before. Or is it a psycho trying to kill the president or trying to attack him? I mean, I physically have had people, you've seen it, attack me. So a Fox News host, everybody, Tucker Carlson's basically moved to Maine. It's serious. And as Trump doesn't get convicted in the Senate, as he wins re-election, we hope, and it looks like that's where we're going with 276 days out, but that's what they thought with Hillary as well. So it's classic to be overconfident.
they're going to get more aggressive, more radical, more out of control. What do you make of this, Matt Bracken?
I think it's an indicator of what I call the social boiling point. You know, the social temperature is rising, and people who are emotionally labile, they become more and more easily triggered. And I can tie this to the coronavirus thing in this sense. When I talk about, you know, cities imploding, I'm not saying it's because of a pandemic. It's just almost anything that would disrupt the modern infrastructure can lead to a total implosion of our cities. You mentioned before, you know, China, they're very docile, and Japan, they also follow orders, kind of more like America in 1918 during the Spanish flu. When you look at the pictures from the Spanish flu era of just, you know, hundreds of cots lined up with people that are dying in cots that are just like, you know, a couple feet apart, all up and down in barracks and hangars. They didn't panic and freak out. You know, the overall American social temperature.
Americans were very, very stoic in the old Roman sense.
Very stoic, and there was unity. There was a war, so there was censorship. There were no alternate theories about things. But if you can put it in water terms or human terms, we're 98.6 and water boils at 212. Let's say that in 1918, or maybe in Japan today, the social temperature is fairly low. So when you throw in something like a 50-degree raise, they can compensate and deal with it. Like the Fukushima reactor meltdown, people didn't even loot stores. But in the United States, we're so close to the boiling point that you throw a 50-degree raise in, and the pot boils all over the kitchen, and once that happens, all bets are off. Because what we saw in the Spanish flu, in some cities, like in Philadelphia, it came right to the edge of total societal collapse. And that's in the religious, unified, social harmony compared to today of that era. And it almost came close to a collapse. So I would say that as far as the coronavirus goes, as long as the mortality rate is 2 or 3%, I think we can weather it. It's out. You know, it's going to spread. But it's going to be, I hope, like a really terrible flu. But if it mutates and it gets up to a higher realm, then forget it. You know, the Spanish flu had a 10 to 20% fatality rate. People got it and died the same day, their lungs filling up with fluid. And what happens then is, and it's much worse in urban areas and compact areas like military bases, on troop ships, things like that. It just spreads like a nuclear bomb, you know, like a chain reaction. When you have a 10 or a 20% mortality rate, there are not enough grave diggers. There are not enough, you know, the doctors are all sick. And everything just, you know, the disease runs wild, but there's nowhere to bury them. There's nobody to bury them. The food supply stops. We got to the border of that with the Spanish flu in 1918, but if it happened today, it might not take as much because of a mortality rate, because our society is so close to already boiling over. You know, in Jacksonville, near where I live, there are stores now, you can imagine, that have a policy. They do not allow more than 5 people in the dollar store because crowds of kids come in and just loot the place every day. You know, this is nothing like America of 1918. You know, we're already at that flash mob, you know, ready to go crazy.
People aren't self-sufficient. A lot of people feel entitled. Everywhere the news is white people are inherently bad. By the way, most minorities are really nice, cool people, but it's weird white people trying to program them to attack whites to further destabilize things during a crisis. I mean, this is being done by design in a giant Cloward and Piven on steroids strategy.
Yes, and Alex, you mentioned race. Nobody in 1918 would have thought, you know, that this was a bioengineered weapon, you know, designed to wipe out this or that race. But you can bet that there will be every kind of rumor or theory that this is a racially engineered bioweapon. And even if that doesn't happen, poorer people, minorities, will feel like, oh, all this, they'll be told, they'll hear rumors that all the supplies are going to the rich white neighborhoods, and we're getting nothing.
Oh, you know the Democratic Party and the left, Obama got caught in Kenya with his cousin, also in Egypt, but also here with the whole Trayvon Martin thing that kicked off. It's not about who's right or wrong. It came out, as you know, in documents, they were trying to foment a race war and literally trying to get us all to kill each other. It didn't work then. But you know, if there is a regular virus or a contrived virus, whatever it is, the deep state is going to try to use it against Trump and against America. And I think that's why Trump's been so restrained in not having countermeasures, because he doesn't want to add to the hysteria. I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing, but what do you think, Matt?
Well, if it stays within that like 2-3% mortality rate, then no matter how it spreads, great. I mean, it's not as bad as measles. Measles can float in the air like in an airport for hundreds of feet and land on a surface and infect you long after. But you know, this is not as deadly as the SARS virus, but it spreads a lot more. But if it stays at a 2%, we can ride it out. As long as the social cohesion holds. If it gets up 5, 8, 10%, I think all bets are off, because you know it'll start affecting the transportation infrastructure. If supermarkets don't get resupplied,
stay there. I got to go to break, and we've got Ezra Lamont coming up, and a lot more. And we're following the Senate trial and all this new Bolton stuff and shots fired at Mar-a-Lago. But we're getting more on that when we come back. But we got more coming in right now. Stay right there, Matt Bracken. Do a little bit more time with us. EnemiesFarAndDomestic.com. By the way, listeners, I'm just saying get vitamin D3 with vitamin K to help fight off viruses and bacteria before this hit. We have the best product that's about to sell out, and that's Winter Sun. We also have something nobody else has, patented nanosilver that is what the U.S. military uses. And I don't even have time to get into all this. I showed it to you yesterday. I mean, this is congressional restricted documents. Where do you think I get the stuff we sell, okay? And we don't play games, all right? I go out to get the best. And a lot of times the best are our listeners. So we are the only people that can private label this. But this is a product my dad developed with them. And next hour, I'm going to spend 5 minutes on this. This is important. I'm going to show you the company and who they are, because they don't care. I've always left our private labelers alone and people, because I don't want to get harassed. These people are patriots. They don't care. So they're like, no, tell them. In fact, here's some documents. We just got authorized by Congress to show these from a congressman. So, this is all going down right here, folks. So we've got it, and it's going to sell out at current sales rates by the middle of next week. Everybody else would go to full retail on this or jack up the price. Not us. Not us. Not us. It's 40% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com, because I want you to get it. I want you to have it. And please don't forget, we have the very best storable food. And at the price, you can pay again a lot more, get something that tastes better. But people really like this. It's high quality. I go out and get the best sponsors so you like it and want to reorder it. And so if there's ever a giant spike in demand, they can actually supply it. Because this isn't my first rodeo. So I've had these folks for almost 12 years, and they're probably the largest food company in the U.S. now. They're in the top three uncontested, and it's drop shipped from them. They're in our computer system. We have a partnership with them, and it just goes right out to you 7 to 10 days. They have the food, but they're 24 hours a day packing it. So it's super fresh, lasts 25 years. It's in great containers. It's My Patriot Supply, InfoWarsStore.com. The full catalog, the very best specials you can get on their line of food, InfoWarsStore.com. And the fact that government's buying it all up, they're one of the only companies that wouldn't sell it to FEMA and this other government agency. And I'm going to interview the CEO of the company in the fourth hour. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the InfoWar. And it's insurance you can eat. The only way you fail is not taking action and protecting yourself and your family. InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.